By the side of a rushing stream stood a mill. A big water wheel used to power the stream to turn the giant stones that ground the corn into flour. In the mill lived the miller and his three sons who helped him. In the barn next to the mill lived the miller's cat, who caught the rats and mice that tried to eat the corn. And in the field beside the barn lived the miller's donkey, who carried the sacks of corn to market. Now the miller was very old, and when he died, the three brothers argued over his possessions. Eventually, the eldest son had the mill, the second son had the donkey, and the youngest son was left with the cat. "Well, Puss," he said, "my brothers will be all right. They can help each other run the mill. But I don't know what is to become of us. I suppose I could sell you, but I love you too dearly to let that happen."
"Don't worry, Master," said the cat. "Just go to market and buy me a pair of boots and a sack, and I will make your fortune for you."
The miller's son was astonished. "I don't see how you can do that," he said. "But no doubt a cat that can speak is much cleverer than I." So he spent the last of his money on a handsome pair of red boots and a sack. The cat stood on his hind legs and pulled on the boots. Then he threw the sack over his shoulder and went out. He took a handful of corn from the floor of the mill and put it into the sack. Then he went off to the fields where he lay the open sack on the ground and hid behind a bush. After a while, a large, fluffy white rabbit hopped into the sack and began to nibble at the corn. Quick as a flash, out jumped the cat, tied up the neck of the sack, slung it over his shoulder, and went off to see the king.
"If it please your majesty," he said, "my master, the Marquis of Carabas, sends this beautiful pet rabbit as a gift for the princess."
The princess was delighted with the gift, and the rabbit became her constant companion and followed her everywhere. Each day, the cat arrived at the palace with gifts for the king and queen and the princess. The king was delighted.
"I should like to meet your master, the Marquis of Carabas," he said to the cat.
The next day, the cat told the miller's son to follow him to the river.
"Leave your clothes on the bank and jump into the water," he said. "Please do as I..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?